All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to take a look at The Tax Collector, which is one of the David Ayer movies. So you might know David Ayer from certain movies, but he had written Training Day. A lot of his movies have a tendency to be based in L.A. There's Harsh Times, there's Street Kings. End of Watch is a good one. That's Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena. They play police officers, and it's all body cam style footage. A couple of movies that I liked a lot, which one was Fury, which is a great war movie. And he had also, unfortunately, done Suicide Squad. We won't talk about that one. I think more recently, he had done Bright, which was a Netflix movie with Will Smith and Joel Edgerton. It's like another cop movie about orcs. If you've seen something like Alienation, it's kind of like that. I believe that was also based in L.A. But this one features Bobby Soto. And also, who I will now refer to as Shia LaCholo. So Shia LaBeouf's in this movie playing a ethnic character. The synopsis is a tax collector working for a local crime lord finds his family's safety compromised when the rival of his boss shows up in L.A. and upends his business. The movie starts with Bobby Soto and his wife. She has some type of nightmare. He's just trying to assure her that everything's okay. She said that she was dreaming about the kids. The kids were drowning or dying somehow. Then you kind of cut to some scenes just with some family time. A multi-generational family living together. They're all having breakfast. And then it's time for Bobby Soto to go out to work. Just assume early on that he has a car audio shop. You start to see that once Shia LaBeouf's character comes in, Shia LaBeouf's character is called Creeper. The person that is the soldier. He goes out and does what needs to be done. But what they're supposed to be doing is going around to different crews, different gangs, and collecting money to get back to their boss. George Lopez is Bobby Soto's uncle, and I think he did a pretty good job in this movie. And I think George Lopez has a car mechanic business. It's all front. So what happens, he gets a text from another gang member saying that they have a lot of money for them to pick up. So Bobby Soto and Shia LaBeouf's character go to pick up the money. And when they attempt to, it's like, hey, this is not your money. This is this dude's money over here. So it's a rival of somebody that George Lopez knew, trying to make it seem that somehow this new guy on the block was set up. They are telling Bobby Soto, hey, look, don't work for your uncle any longer. You want to work for me, because if you don't, things will get bad. That's where things just escalate from there. So this movie is not very good. And it comes from a couple of different standpoints. The movie is just about an hour and a half. I think there is a character arc problem, mainly for Shia LaBeouf's character. Again, he's supposed to be the hitman. He's the scary person. Don't want to cross him because he'll just flip out on you. You never really get to see all that. And even later on in the movie, when they have to confront the eventual new gang that shows up on the block, his character just does not get the level of attention. I'm not sure if it was an editing problem, but the way that this movie should have progressed. So if you think about something like Training Day, and then all of a sudden Alonzo's arc is just cut short. You tell me that Alonzo's a bad cop or he's a rogue cop and he's doing all this evil stuff, but there's no setup for all that other than a couple of gun scenes. So how crazy is Shia LaBeouf's character supposed to be? Bobby Soto's character was okay for what happens, but again, with a lot of David Ayer movies, he tends to do a lot of buddy. So again, Training Day, he wrote that movie. And then I think he had written the SWAT movie, which technically is a buddy cop movie. Harsh Times, End of Watch. It's more of a buddy movie. But you see what I'm saying, that he has a tendency to do this. Obviously, there's supposed to be some connection between the characters. The way that I had described the movie, that, all right, he's a drug dealer, bad guy shows up. Let's take out the bad guy. If we don't join him, he'll come after us. And then there's some family implications, obviously, from the first scene of the movie, but it's well shot and there's a lot of hip hop music in it, which is fine, but I think that's also out of place in a lot of scenes. Also, Cleobone Sloan, who shows up in a lot of these David Ayer movies, he was in Training Day when Alonzo was going to his mistress' house. He had been in End of Watch. Again, a lot of the LA-based David Ayer movies. He was also in Bright, just randomly, and he's also in this movie, so he has a connection to Bobby Soto. And even that, and some hood connection, Bobby Soto's character is just a good guy. He's a stand-up dude. So we're going to ride for him. And it's like, ride, ride. People are willing to give up their lives for Bobby Soto and his family. Okay. It's not well developed. There's maybe one or two scenes where you get that early on in the movie. You don't get that this level of respect to give up your life for somebody that you don't know is with a gang that you don't necessarily associate with. But having said all that, I really like David Ayer. Some of my favorite movies, Training Day, Fury, End of Watch, good movie. But there's a lot of misses from him. And this one goes on the Sabotage. So Sabotage was one of the movies that Arnold Schwarzenegger did when he made his comeback. That movie, not very good. But there's always this sense of double cross in a lot of David Ayer's movies. Shows up again. Other than Fury, David Ayer does a lot of these buddy movies with some type of double cross. But this movie is going to get a 4. It looks good. I like David Ayer as a director. I like David Ayer as a writer. You know, when you take into account things like Suicide Squad, Sabotage, Bright, and those kind of being some of his more recent movies, it just gets to a point where maybe you need to switch it up. Maybe you need to do something differently. Maybe you might want to do some other type of action movie that doesn't revolve around police officers, gangs, LA, things like that. This is the review for The Tax Collector and Child of the Cholo, Beast Gang Throwing the Setup.